Pizza ball, remember?
And I hope they're not in any kind of trouble.
Listen, for all we know, it might be something wonderful.
Hello. We have solved the case of the missing Laverne and Shirley's.
You know where the girls are?
They've been kidnapped.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about clues, Mr. DeFazio. Clues. Clue number one. Where are the girls? They ain't here.
Clue number two. Take a look at this. It's a ransom note. Meet and weep.
Uh-huh. Pay up now or else.
I wrote that.
What have you done to those women?
Ransom note. I was just trying to get you to pay the rent.
Look, we're all getting carried away here. The girls will be home any minute, so let's just sit down and relax. Be calm.
I'm calm. All right. Don't feel calm.
Don't worry. You want more calm, you call me. I'm calm.
I got it. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, Laverne, are you and Shirley all right?
Ask if they're still alive.
Okay, goodbye. Turn on Channel 7. Laverne and Shirley are on.
They're in an accident?
No.
They've been arrested?
No.
They're on howdy duty?
No.
They made a peanut gallery?
No. They were interviewed by the roving reporter at lunchtime. And a car broke down, so they're watching in some bar someplace.
Here. Oh, so now we got a Miss Flubbadum.
And that's the weather. Now for our Man on the Street segment.
This is Robert Shapiro, your roving reporter, and today I'm roving in front of the Hotel Pfister here in downtown Milwaukee. And while I'm roving, I'm asking people who they like in the presidential campaign, Kennedy or Nixon. Let's ask these two young men here. Hi, who are you? Where are you from?
Hi, I'm Greg Harris. This is my friend Larry Ryan, and we're medical students in Oshkosh.
Ah, up near Sheboygan. Hello up there. Who do you like in the big race?
I think Vice President Nixon has the experience. He's also very strong in international affairs.
Okay.
I believe Kennedy's too young to be an effective leader.
Oh.
Ah, baloney. Nixon's no good.
Oh, we seem to have a dissenting opinion here. Come on over, young lady. The First Amendment is no stranger here in Milwaukee. Who are you? Where are you from?
Hi, I'm Laverne DeFazio, and this here is my friend. Get out of here. Here's my friend Shirley Feeney. We work at Schatz Brewery, and we like Kennedy. Yes.
Ah, so you disagree with our young medical students.
Yeah. Yes, we do. We
Did you say medical students? Oh, my, you're going to be doctors.
You're in my life.
You're in my life.
I imagine you have good reason for your choice.
Oh, you bet I do.
Maybe you could tell us about it.
Well, I saw Nixon on TV last night, and he had those beady eyes, and he didn't even shave, and he was sweating bullets right around here. Whereas Kennedy, on the other hand, he was so cute and cool, and he had that nice thick hair, and I really like the way he says Cuber.
I see. And I suppose you also support the young senator. Hello?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. But however, my reasons are a lot more political than just the way he says Cuber. I think that Jacqueline will make a wonderful first lady, and many of my friends say that I resemble her.
We are just about out of time here from the hotel, so this is Robert Shapiro.
Are you doing anything after this?
Excuse me.
We gotta get back to work.
Excuse me.
Maybe we can get together.
Excuse me, Robert Shapiro.
And Laverne DeFazio.
Returning you to...
You actually said my name on TV.
Yeah, my mother's on TV. Take a look. Is she pretty?
Television makes everybody look fatter.
I'm lost, though. Who's this Kennedy guy?
Who cares? I'm voting for Nixon. He reminds me of my dad.
I wish the car wasn't broke so we could go up to the lake. I hate going to the public pool. Remember last year when Chunky Ward did a cannonball on my face? What are you talking about? You get 50, 60 guys in that pool and you can't help but do all right. Good. Sounds terrific. But I hear that's how Wanda Hoffman got pregnant. Come on, Cheryl. Even a father doesn't believe that story. I do. Here's your thingy.
Hi, Aldo. Hi, Aldo. Say hi.
Yeah, hi, Aldo. Look, when you use that thing, could you swim at the other end of the pool, huh?
I always do, don't I?
Listen, I'm going down to the drugstore to get some suntan oil, so will you meet me out front in 5 minutes and remember to bring all this stuff?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, and Laverne, would you mind putting something on so you're not exposed like that? I don't want to have to walk down the street with you looking that way.
Yeah, Miss Prue to the world. Then you could see their legs underwater.
Important date of our lives, so remember.
I know. Don't act cheap.
Right.
Don't be loud.
Right. Don't have fun. You'll thank me later.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, I'm sorry we're late, but the bus had a flat tire.
That's right. If it hadn't been for this little lady and her knowledge of Jax, we'd still be after our morning <21. laughs> No, exactly.
We're
going to
do
my
hand.
Well, seen the bus station. Now let's go back to our place, huh?
Wait just a minute. Over the phone, you fellas said something about a restaurant.
Yeah, well, we're going to do that. But first we thought one little drinky at our place.
Oh, come on, Joe, just one little drinky.
I want another drinky.
I want a drinky. No, 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 no.
I'm sorry, but we can't.
We're good girls.
The kind of girls you could take home to Mom, so to speak.
Maybe Mom. Drop by later, huh?
Oh, what with his mom, man.
Why, LaVerne, whatever is this in your hair?
But we just couldn't.
He'll thank her later.
There's nothing we can say to change your mind?
Well, no.
Well, since we're not going back to our place, I guess I'll just freshen up here. So if you'll excuse me, girls.
Okay.
Coming, Larry?
Yeah, sure. Excuse us, girls.
Sure. I didn't know guys went together. Classy guys go together. Now they know we're classy girls.
Yeah, well, when do we start having fun?
Forget about fun, will you? We're talking about marriage. Picture this, LaVerne. A double wedding. Two doctors. Everybody will be wearing white.
I got a feeling that this is going to be one of the nicest, most wonderful evenings of our entire life.
Yeah. Oh, boy, I can't wait till they come out.
The only reason they went out with us was to Bodio Doe. As soon as they found out we wouldn't, they left.
Fiddle faddle, LaVerne. Future doctors don't leave people stranded in bus stations. Wait in there.
Oh, yeah? You're so sure? Why don't you go in there and check?
I do not stick my head in men's room doors. It's very unladylike.
You do it.
Right, I will. I'm going to sit here all night.
Hey, you in there? You ready for our date? Can you hear me in there, huh?
Of course they can hear you.
Excuse me, can I help you ladies?
We were just looking for a couple of guys.
Yes.
Not too choosy, are you?
No. We're looking for our dates. Maybe you've seen them. One's a tall, blonde,
dark-haired guy with a striped tie.
How cute guys are?
Very cute, yes.
You know, they left here about a half hour ago, snuck out that way.
What?
Excuse me, what time is the next bus back to Milwaukee?
10 o'clock.
Oh, terrific.
Tomorrow morning.
Not tomorrow.
Larry! Greg! Woo-hoo!
I knew it. Dumped.
Larry? Greg?
Dumped in a depot. Depot dumped.
Where do you suppose they went?
Home.
You mean to tell me that we traveled 30 miles and fixed a flat tire just in order to get
dumped?
That's sort of humiliating, don't you think?
All right, let's not sit around here and mope. Come on, get on the phone and call Carmine and see if he'll come up and get us.
I can't call Carmine and ask him to come and pick me up from another man's date. We're just going to have to wait for the next bus back to Milwaukee. When is it?
Tomorrow morning.
Do you have a dime?
Yeah. Try your father again. Then try Carmine. Then try your father again. Then try Carmine.
Oh, my fingers hurt.
Nobody's home. Look, I left a message. We married a waitress, and as soon as my father comes in, he'll call.
Come on, if worse comes to worse, we'll just spend the night here.
I am not spending the night in a bus depot with bums.
Well, what would you like to do?
I would like to go to a hotel or a motel or even a Howard Johnson's.
You want ice cream now?
No, I don't want ice cream now.
Oh, come on, you know we only have enough money for a bus fare back in the morning.
We'll see about that. Come on.
What are you going to do, roll the bum? Don't be stupid.
Hi there. Remember us?
The ladies in the men's room.
That's right.
Find any guys yet?
Guys aren't our problem. We were wondering if you had $10 so we could go to a hotel room.
$10 for the two of you in a hotel room? Heck, I'd give $25 for that.
Girl, come to get it. How very generous of you. $25. And believe you me, we are good for it.
I can't help it. I'm looking forward to that.
Sure, pull it off.
Would you excuse me a moment, please? Well, Fern, you are being very rude. This gentleman is offering to lend us $25.
He's not offering to lend us anything. He wants to...
Well, we're stuck in a depot tonight.
You might as well get some sleep, huh?
Can't get comfortable.
Oh, my God. Stay in this.
On the floor crying, do you?
Yeah, well, you didn't get your hopes up. I mean, all you lost is an evening of smut.
Well, that's a big loss.
I, on the other hand, lost a two-story home, three kids, a dog.
What kind of dog?
I don't know. Collie or a sheepdog. Collies look better in station wagons.
Aren't getting crazy over animals?
No, I'm daydreaming. I must stop that. I must stop that.
Oh, no, sure. You can't stop dreaming.
Why not?
Because I'm bad at it. Come on, just think. If one of your cockamamie dreams comes through, we're home free.
You think any one of my dreams is ever going to come true?
Yeah. What are you dreaming about right now?
I have a place to lay my weary body for the night.
You got it. Come on. You gotta help me with the dream, though.
Single Daniel!
Just help me.
Oh, no, Fern. No, that's dead weight there.
Oh, it's in the dream. Just on three, four. One, two, three.
Oh.
One dream come true. Come on, you're on the street. Okay,
I have a dream that a man comes through that door and announces a special bus back to Milwaukee.
Oh, no. He comes and waves. Oh, he left his hat.
Good night, Laverne. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take.
God bless Mama, Daddy, Grandma, all my family, all my friends, Laverne. And please, dear Lord, strike those two medical students down with a lightning bolt.
Look at this, huh? A couple of sleeping beauties.
What do you say we wake them up with a little slice of Prince Charming?
And then you guys just jumped in a truck and came up here to get us.
Yeah, something like that, only he gave us $25 first.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we're double parked outside. You want to kind of roll it along?
Oh, right, we gotta get our shoes.
Oh, yeah, go get your shoes. Imagine coming all the way to Oshkosh just to get a date.
Boy, I thought we were hard up.
You know, none of this would have happened if we just had one little drinky poo. But we did the right thing.
Certainly did. Well, you can say goodbye to Oshkosh forever, Laverne.
Well, you never know. We might be back sometime.
What do you mean?
They put our names on the bathroom wall.
No! You'll thank me later.
Please, Lenny, no more Polish songs.
Now, look, I'm just trying to get our minds off the heat.
And do the one we all sing.
Well, let's wait for the girls, okay?
Gosh, it's hot. Let's say we go outside and try and catch a little breeze.
Okay. Just ain't fair. That chicken in there is more comfortable than we are.
Oh, boy. Hot, hot, hot. The only word.
You could have been a professional ballplayer.
How can you think about something like baseball when it's so hot?
Yeah.
Oh, the girls, could we do that Milwaukee Moon thing that we did the other day?
Oh, I can't play.
Milwaukee moon creeping across the sky. I've been such a lonely guy, but I can't spend these moonlit nights with you.
Milwaukee moon, here's a big hello. Take it to a guy I know and say I'll be there soon, Milwaukee moon.
Violets are blue, my heart was too, but not anymore. 'Cause I've been a brand new man since you shone through my door.
Here we go. All
right. Milwaukee, when you're on the rise, I can see my baby's